Because if we want the department to give us these documents a week before the time, then they must be informed at least a week before that. So there must be 2 weeks' notice to the department so that we can get the documents in time and that things are going to happen. So it's twofold. The department must be informed in time, and their documents must be 2 days before the time. Our research and content department must submit this stuff to us also a week before the time. Because very often we sit on the plane and then we can read these things. But if we haven't got them, we can't read them. You can't go blind into a meeting. It's an insult to us as committee as committee members. And it does not reflect good on the committee. And then, when it comes to the minutes, you know, I saw in one of the other documents in another committee that we have to approve minutes from August last year. I think it's absolutely, totally unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And if we do not change that, then there must be members now standing up and say, I am opposed to minutes being circulated, draft minutes, at the end of the next meeting. So that means nobody wants to get the ball rolling and get the thing in order. But we have to take a decision and we have to jack up this. Because the closer we get to the end of this term, the harder we will have to work. And we can't drag the administration with us. They have to stay ahead and keep us informed. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Honourable. What do I want to call you now, Kamere? Funding, and thank you very much. Welcome to Kamere, welcome all members, I have said welcome. Are there any more members? Hello, Kamere.
Thanks, sir. Just want to comment on the issue of members and what have you. Just to be realistic. The issue of minutes and so on does not lie with us, committee, members of committee. And I'm sure Honourable can assist us in raising this issue with the Whip. Because when minutes are written, they're taken to committee section. And there they don't take days and weeks, they take months. So it doesn't lie with us. I'm sure we can take it up with the report on how best can we deal with the issue of minutes. Same thing with the issue of some research staff. It's an issue that we should also raise in the report because we send programs to departments as areas they are approved. But then if the department sends this document or this presentation, there's nothing the research people could do except work on those documents when they arrive. I think we need to set up guidelines from WIPARI and even this parliament. As you are suggesting, we put these time frames. For any presentation, documents must be in prior to this. It used to happen before, and department used to be turned back because we're receiving documents 2 days or received them yesterday. So we didn't start the document. But as time went on, we said, this is not proper, this is wasteful expenditure, let's try and do it better, which means we haven't succeeded up to that far. So there is a challenge, we just need to accept that.
Chairperson, you are a committee chairperson. Honourable Gamede is a committee chairperson. Honourable Nambi is a committee chairperson, and Nguni is, and Honourable Bikhari, you know, you are a deputy chairperson. So the weight,
co-chair,
the weight of authority that sits in this committee and that can raise it at your level can also make a difference. I mustn't look like the only fighter for delivery in the WIPS meeting. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you that can do that. also, so that it is one drive. But if we don't all drive together, we will never get the NCOP alive again.
You also have money.
Thanks, Chair. I never wanted to comment. I was so pleased because many times this day you're agreeing with Honorable Van Lingen, so it was very positive development. That was many times. When we are faced with the situation, the issue of minutes, I quite honestly 110% agree with you, Honorable Van Lingen. But we are faced with a situation where people were not informed in time about what are supposed to be happening today. So I'm of the view that instead of just allowing it to pass, we can use maybe the next 20, 25 minutes addressing what is in front of us that has been given in relation of what we are supposed to be doing as a community, and then take it from there, be given time. Some of us will serious debate that we engage on this afternoon, so we have to still work on our speeches, and we don't want to say let they accept the opportunity to have much time during those preparations. But we have another question where we deal with this issue of minutes, because it's not the issue of economic development, it's the issue of general and of what has been explained by the Honourable Kamete of the environmental things.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, indeed. I agree with all the previous speakers. And my concern is, like the same as the last, where certain things are not done administratively, and seems like people are scared. Who should we talk to, and how do we monitor these things instead of waiting until it happens? And it's a general feeling throughout the administration that is part of the problem why certain things are not happening. Whether the administrators, people just sit back and relax and think, "Ah, okay, I'm going to buy it for us," and nothing will happen. Who is supposed to monitor? We've got a book here, but we need a book. But who is supposed to monitor and make sure that these things happen? Some of us are under severe strain and stress to be here on time at these meetings, and when certain things like this happen, it's not acceptable. And then also I agree with the minister and all the other things, you know, it goes to this committee and it goes to the department of what? Who is the department? Who is the person caught up in the wrong? Because that means it's not the first time. I've been here 3 years and it's been continuously happening, continuously, and we'll be moving on. And we the last time we said that we need to leave a legacy. I'm afraid the legacy we're going to leave behind is very, very big. Thank you.
What is this? No, it's not good.
Thank you very much, Honorable members. Members, the fact of the matter is that, you know, sometimes, as an official myself, or a previous official myself, I know if I don't get a person on an email, a telephone, or SMS, or something to that effect. The issue of minutes, let me start there. The issue of minutes, and that is part of the reason which I, as a politician, went up to the political edge of the NCOP. I went to the chairperson of the NCOP and just displayed my disgust with him of the way that we, the service that we are getting and that type of stuff. He has in turn called the Secretary to Parliament, Mr. Kutsia. Mr. Kutsia then summons the divisional managers and that, so matter of fact, I've got a meeting tomorrow morning with the managers to express my dissatisfaction.
This dissatisfaction.
And then he's trying to intimidate me on the voting because we agree too much on things now. But also in general with the administrative work of the committee in general. The issue of minutes, the late Mr. Kizi has, when we
adding in the committee. I don't know if you can recall, one day you've got him, or was it at the management or somewhere. Then he said that minutes won't be an issue anymore. After every meeting, the next meeting we were supposed to adopt the next the previous meeting's minutes, because the content advisor I've been appointed to look also and edit the minutes so that the minutes can come to the committee to be adopted and to be accepted. Now, I share your sentiments in terms of the minutes. We can't have quarterly minutes because you forget sometimes what happened and what transpired in the meeting. So there is also part of my agenda issues to be raised. What happened on that promised and why that is not being adhered to, colleagues. So in answering Honourable Abrams, we've got this meeting tomorrow with the regional heads, because I believe it's not just myself. There will also be house chairpersons, and there will also be some other chairpersons, I believe, that's right. Administrative problems, whether it's with the staff here in front or whether it's at the sections, but we need to speak to their managers also to better equip them and to help and assist them in that regard. In terms of, like I said, the minutes and that, well, I think the content advisor can, or the secretary can then explain to us why minutes have been taken so long, because we were brought under the impression that even with the lunch, when we welcomed the content advisor, we had a lunch in the old assembly building, and there, the late Mr. Nkisi said to the chair, don't worry, your minutes will not be a problem anymore. So, but it's still a problem. Because he said the reason for the appointment, part of the reasons for the appointment of content advisors was that burden should be taken off the managers to edit minutes, and that content advisors also do that. The issue of the documentation that we received either the morning of the meeting or the night before it's been emailed, you know, some of us has really got serious political work that we need to do. And you know, our work, and some of you travel, so it's not always possible to access your emails. Some of you stay on far-flung farms where Eskom has not even, or what's it, Neotel has not even brought those lines of civilization to you. You know, some of you still use the normal as a stealth of a system, you know, and so yeah, it is a bit of a worrying factor that we receive these documentations for so long. But you know, colleagues, to be honest with you, I think we have regular meetings. Well, there's Honorable Kamere, we have management meetings, we have regular meetings. And the point is, a person can only request so much. And if the problem is with the committee, then I would love the staff to share it with us.
Yeah.
To say that the problem is with you guys. You guys are the problem. That's why we can't deliver. But if not, then we should really then, because it's either we are moving into a critical situation, and to be honest with you, I can't be bogged down by administration of Parliament. I'm sorry. This is the administration, as the Honourable Sinclair says, I've got a task to unseat the government of the Western Cape. And I've got a task not to let Honourable Sinclair take over the next government of the country. So I need to fulfill that task. I can't fail in that duty.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't fail in that duty.
Yeah.
The same with you. Whether we walk from what political party here today, we've got duties, we've got tasks, and when we come to Parliament, we expect things to be done and things to happen, and we expect things to be at our disposal. We expect things so that we can work, and that's why I think Parliament employs staff, so that we don't have to run up and down. We don't have to bother up and down. I mean, the Minister has got a serious budget debate today on energy, and I had to disturb her yesterday.
Can't you go and listen to your debate?
No, that's this afternoon before
afternoon
the debate.
2 o'clock.
So unfortunately, you're welcome to go and listen to tourism debate if you've got nothing to do after this. Tourism debate is at the old assembly chamber. But let me just find out if the staff has got anything to say for us.
Thank you, Chair. It is quite a bit difficult because the times when we are serving people, you would also not want to identify issues that also frustrate the work that you are also doing. Particularly people also, they are pressed with all the external factors in executing their business. So most of the time I always accept the responsibility. Because as an official, I always believe, no matter what, take the responsibility and you serve your clients and my clients, the committee. But I also want to raise an issue that I was saying that some of these things, they happen because there is no kind of a management within the committee. And the management, to me, is not just the content advisor. The management that will also involve the chairperson of the committee and the political person that's responsible also for the committee, where you manage the business of the committee. It will be a sad day when I run ahead with the business of the committee without the management at the political level of the committee. So I also believe that there are some kind of an institutional or structure that needed to be set up. If members remember well, in our strategic meeting, I asked the expectation as the content advisor, how can I serve the committee and what are your expectations as the committee members, and what are the structures that we can institute or establish that can make the work of the committee to function, and I begin to serve the committee today to, so that I can realize your expectations. Whatever that is happening, I believe that it's my responsibility, but it's also a structural issue. How do we do things? And in that way, there are also, from the committee section, issues that are administrative that are also wouldn't want even to raise in the committee. Where you would find, in some cases, you would also say, or assist in another committee of parliament. Because we're also appointed as members, as officials for parliament, and then we'll also have to serve in other committees or assist where there's a need. So those are the kind of challenges that face us administratively. But it's not an excuse. But my assessment, ever since that I've joined Parliament, I've joined this committee, there was a kind of an improvement in the way we do things. But I accept maybe the objective assessment that says that we are going backwards. But I also believe that my assessment definitely is going to be subjective, that we are beginning to improve as a committee. And another issue that I've raised with the members, I request that even if we send documents to the members,
We also wanted to have a strategic conversation with the members 30 minutes before we have a meeting with the department, so that people can also understand and appreciate whatever that we have written. We haven't maybe we agreed, but we did not do that. But maybe definitely it's because of the political responsibilities that members are faced with, and they could not do that. But I thought I should say this on the responsibility when it comes to the minutes. I think when I joined the committee, there was a backlog of minutes when I joined. And administratively, I said that we needed to projectize this. But at the very same time, when I was saying that we needed to projectize this, another request comes that we have to serve or assist in this committee. Reports from other committees. It's an administrative issue. I need something that I needed to do because I'm serving Parliament as mother of assigned to this committee. So those are the issues. But I thought that we are moving right in the right direction, trying to get to know each other and begin to do things. But I don't know whether what happened. The spirit today, I find it very difficult, but nevertheless, I accept the responsibility. I accept even the things that I've inherited as a content advisor, because it's my responsibility as an official to take that responsibility, not to defend myself, but just to raise the spirit. But I accept the responsibility as it is. And if I'm not serving the committee well, I apologize for that, and I'll try to improve. But that is my take in this. But I still believe that there are things that we needed to do as the committee, structurally, so that we can improve the way we do things. And some of these things, we execute responsibility on the basis that we needed to get information from external clients, departments. And as a content advisor at times, I needed.
Just hold on a minute. I want to stop that, because officials of parliament are there to serve committees. They're not there to run committees. Seriously. And to be honest with you, we can deliberate on a lot of things today. We've even, some of the members, we've even discussed and maybe said that when we operated on our own, it was much better. But the issue of minutes is not this committee's fault. The backlog is not this committee's. It's not this member's fault. It's the fault of committee section. Committee section has then come to us and said that they want to rectify the fault, and there's content advisors that will look at that. So what I want to say is, colleagues, the political management, we have management meetings on a regular basis. Some of you staff members even disregard that management meetings and rock up whatever time you want to rock up, and you think we must be satisfied with that. When we address you, it doesn't sit well with you. But I've said it to you, and I've said it to, and I want to say it in this committee again, where political management is concerned, I think the management committee of this committee are doing that political management. So sometimes that you as officials want to push down things down our throat, which we don't want to accept, and we will not accept that, because we've got a political mandate to do what we have to do. All of us sitting around this table carries that political mandate, whether it's from our provinces, from our political parties, but we have to do our mandate, not our own mandate, but our political mandate to carry in. And I don't think that forever, whatever reason that we, and if I say we, I'm talking about the cluster, that we have been unreasonable. Unreasonable. Let me just highlight one issue. We've asked how long for this report to be sent. We only got it this morning. I got mine this morning. And he said, and you members? Maybe you make your
notes. No.
You are supposed to have it dealt 2 weeks ago. Father? Am I right? So you see, we can sit here and blame each other. But I think what we need to do, because the manager of this committee, not the content advisor or the researcher or that, you've got your own management to report. There's a chairperson been appointed by the political party, 80 seats by parliament, elected by the members of this committee. So if there's issues, raise it. If I don't call you guys for issues, you guys don't call me. Raise it. So what I want to say, we can sit here and blame each other, but I think we are here to serve, and we expect you to serve and do the best of your ability to serve this committee. And if we don't, if we can't work with one another, then we must be open and honest and say we can't work with one another, then we should approach then our respective heads so that we can then live in peace. Because it's not a strange mess where membership or staff of committees has been changed, or members of committees has been changed. It's not a strange mess. It happens in Parliament on a daily basis. Colleagues. It happens in Parliament on a daily basis. So, staff, you are working for Parliament. We are members of Parliament. We are not working for Parliament. And you are working, you have been assigned to committees to serve. When I was employed in the presidency, I was assigned to serve. And that's all that we would love from you guys. On the book of Mayor, if I can just take a chance, just to talk to the minister.
In closing, what did you want to say, Honorable Mbuni, what is the same up and you wanted?
Oh, okay.
No,
Chair, all I wanted to say was that can you take this to the management with the action to deal with administrative and the legal community? And that's for the meeting.
Honorable, Dad, you are clear with that.
Yes, Honourable Chairperson, I want to suggest exactly the same because it is a management problem. And management doesn't mean it's a chairperson. Then also, I would just want, for my own ignorance, want to ask how many committees does the support staff serve? Because I just heard the content advisor saying now that while doing this, I need to do that. Because it is extremely difficult. We find even when we go out of Parliament that they take the staff and just deploy them anywhere, and sometimes the knowledge, they don't even know what to do, and it ends up like the staff don't know what to do, but then we've got competent people but in the wrong place. So it is a thing where maybe we should have a multi-party sit in with the managers and see that we can do things like thank you.
And we're suggesting that it should become part of the report what we have met, that then we report to the community. Even this very same question, except this community or other. Fandinga or Hoshi?
Chairperson, thank you. I took note of what our content advisor said. And I agree that we should communicate half an hour before the time. We should. But then it must be scheduled. Mm-hmm. Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 meetings left. Had any letters of invitation being written about these meetings and who must come and address us? Has any letters been written? Has it been planned ahead? Do the departments, they've been slotted in on that date of the thing so that they can't get letters again the night before? Is it in place? And how many of these from the 21st of May? Can we go down the list? Chairperson, so we go down the list and 21st of May, has it been done? 22nd up, 28th of May, has it been done? So that we know it's been done, it's in the pipeline, they have been informed. Thank you.
Chairperson, I hand over, but it's Honourable Mahosh and Honourable Miyama.
Sorry, sir. And we should get the secretary in here so that he can come and sit here with us now while we moaning.
Thank you, Shatatan. We want to come up with a solution. But also Bumguni and also Bukamed said the mosque. All these measures belong to the management committee. So one of the Bumguni agents suggested that we should come to the end of this meeting. So I am seconding what he has proposed. Thank you.
All right, but there are still about two hands on the Munyandi and on the you know, the rules of parliament also say I can't suppress a member.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically a member, and if it's the president in waiting of the youth.
Yeah.
According to my culture, if my coach has spoken, there's no way that I can speak after him.
I'll explain.
It's an easier way out and a more difficult way. The easiest way out is the one that I'm going to do now at 11 o'clock, and that's to go and work in building the next government. So please excuse me, I'm not walking out because I'm distressed about this, but I've got an 11 o'clock meeting. Chair. But seriously, just two remarks. Firstly, I always motivate that there's a distinct difference between members of parliament and officials. And one must never try and cross that line. If you want to be official, then you go there. If you want to be a member of parliament, then you come on this side and live in a different world, which has got a lot of challenges. But in the same vein, Chair, I also motivate strongly that whenever one criticizes, first look inside, first look introspectively in terms of whatever, if it's yourself or your institution or whatever. Now there's serious allegations that have been made against us as a committee, and the one thing that I've got a very big problem is that our committee doesn't have a work as supposed to be. That is one of the biggest challenges. There must be a link between the committee and the officials in terms of managing that. And I don't think it's necessary the function of the chairperson. So in that management committee, Chair, that it seems that only members of the governing party is part of, which I think is also problematic. You must raise that to say, but what about the issue about the fact that this committee doesn't have a consistent work and so on. But Chair, in that vein, I am not in a fighting spirit like some of the comrades and members here. Would you please excuse me for my 11 o'clock meeting?
Yeah, we're going to close the meeting now, Chair.
Some of the things and reduce some of the inefficiencies that have been. Otherwise, I'm trying my level best to deliver the documents to the committee this time, and that's what I've done. But I'm also welcoming the kind of corrections that are coming from the members. I'm here to serve the committee, and I'm trying my best to do only that. If I were to be given an opportunity, there's a small challenge in this document in terms of the date that we are proposing. I'm not sure whether or not the members are already discussing it or something, because the thing came to me. But I was hoping that at least we could just point out on the date that are having to look at for the first tour. I was saying I've given the judgment this morning, you have not looked at the judgment, but then the challenge is the date that I'm talking about. And perhaps from where I was sitting, I had knowledge, I mean, I had access information on China, for example, with regard to special economic zones and industrial policy, as well as export processing zones. Chinese are very good in that, and they've aligned their industrial policy with special economic zones and export promoting, I mean, export processing zones. So that's why I put in China there. So I wanted the direction from members. Well, I understand initially there was a talk about Malaysia, and interest towards Malaysia. Malaysia is part of the Asian countries. They're also doing well. So I wanted to get the direction from the members as to what I should be doing this with that. Would you motivate for China or Malaysia? Or about France is not a negotiable. The UK is successful in France. So if you look at France, and then the issue of China versus Malaysia and the teams.
Okay, members, yeah, we want to close, but I think also, you know, again, it just shows we've discussed three countries. It was America, France, and Spain. The reason why we discussed the countries was when the DG of Energy leaves the committee. I don't know if your colleagues can remember, not now with the budget vote. She mentioned that Spain was one of the countries that South Africa signed the agreement. And then she went and the minister. And that's, colleagues, remember that's the three countries we've discussed. America, France, and Spain. Am I right, members?
Yes.
Was that the country we discussed?
Yes.
So, colleagues, please, I think we will call a management meeting, Honorable Kamara, and then also I think we need to co-op one of the, or put one of the members of the opposition parties to I'm a kid, don't disturb Honorable Kamara. To put one of the members. I think we, I don't know how the program looks for this week, whether we can then have such a matter, because tomorrow we've got plenary, tomorrow afternoon.
And
Thursday's plenary. And Friday we've got a committee meeting. No. Trade and international relations. So that we can, if there's anything else and we want to take the work forward, I think we'll discuss it then in that management. Should we ask one of the, or should we ask the opposition to get together, meet, and put a person on the management board? Honorable Abrams, please.
We're
sending Sinclair to the management committee.
Yeah, I don't have ownership of that.
Oh, okay. Discuss and forward the names to Siki or Rudumo. Colleagues, this is the last point we want to close.
No, I think that let me raise it in the the management
of the date we will discuss also the management, because we'll have to take the seat, look at our audits, and we'll come up with proposed dates in the management committee, so then carry over. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Exactly, Peter, do you
benefit from the committee?
No, I am. I'm just ahead.